Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the first podcast. We don't have a name right now, so we'll call it Digital Darren Podcast. This is the very first episode of the Digital Darren Podcast, and I am your host, Digital Darren. I'll talk a little bit more about myself later. Why am I doing a podcast? Quite simple, because I feel that I hang around a bunch of characters, and we have a lot of heated discussions from time to time, mostly about sports, but life, music, other things, and I just want to use this channel as an opportunity to record and to share with the world. I'm sure I'm no different. Me and my friends are no different than you and your friends or anybody and their friends. Have a lot of characters, have a lot of fun discussions, and in today's world, it's relatively cheap to share them. So I'm going to share them. With you and your friends, I suggest y'all get together and do the same. I got started just as an idea in the top of my head, listening to some of the influences who I'll talk about later, me in sports. And I just said, hey, this is something for me and my buddies to do. And with all this reality TV and things of that nature, I just said, hey, I'll get my buddies together and we'll have a reality podcast. We'll just talk how we normally talk and record it. How am I doing the podcast, you may say? Well, I actually bought this product called Podcast Studio, which was like around $100, $110 from Amazon.com. Downloaded Audacity, which is some free software, and went to GoDaddy.com, bought my domain, Digital Darren, D-I-G-I-T-A-L, Darren, D-A-R-O-N.com, and set up a couple of things, and now I'm up and running. If you want to know more about it, just email me at DigitalDarren@gmail.com, D-I-G-I-T-A-L, Darren, D-A-R-O-N, @gmail.com. Again, we're looking for a name for the podcast, because right now we don't have one. So if you want to, email us at the name I just said, at the email address I just said. And feel free to email us all the time with suggestions, comments. And if you'd like to be on, email us either your phone number, your contact information, Skypes. We won't share your information, and we'll have you on, and we can talk. Just like we're looking for a name for the podcast, we're also looking for a drop, the intro music to the podcast. The current drop I'm using is June 27th by the legendary DJ Screw and Screwed Up Click. That's Big Mo humming. Rest in peace to Big Mo. Rest in peace to DJ Screw. And rest in peace to all the Screwed Up Click members who passed. I'm a huge fan of DJ Screw and his movement, and so that's why I'm using it. But if you feel like something can be improved, let us know. Or if you would like to see another song used as the intro, email it to us, and we'll, as long as, you know, we may get instrumental version because we're not trying to get sued, and, you know, we'll put it in if enough people agree on it. Most of our discussions will be about sports. I would say, if I had to say probably a percentage, probably 60 to 75% will be about sports. The other will be about life, music, politics, anything else, current events that go on. Me and my friends cover the whole gambit of things, so if you would like to cover the gambit and argue with a couple of ATLians, feel free to. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My real name is Darren. From Atlanta, born and raised. I'm a fan of all the Atlanta teams, Hawks, Falcons, Braves. And I have had a horrible life rooting for those teams. They know how to hurt you and hurt you deep. Born in the late 70s. I'm an 80s baby, meaning, you know, I grew up watching Dominique, Dale Murphy, and William Andrews, Deion Sanders. Haven't had that many list of great names in Atlanta, but we have had some. And, you know, those are the ones who shape my sports. I'm also shaped by the Braves, winning all those championships, going to all those World Series and losing all of them but one. That hurt real bad. Also, I've been a sports fanatic all my life. I played sports, football, baseball, and basketball all the way up through high school, especially baseball and football. And in college, I went to CAU and I played football. Well, I wouldn't call it playing. I actually wasn't that good, but I got a chance to travel and get on the field a couple of times, not as much as I wanted to. And, you know, I've seen sports hit some very good levels and some very bad levels. So I feel my opinion is just as valid as the next man's. And whether you have a lot of experience or no experience, I feel like your opinion is just as valid. And you may come with some ideas and some thoughts that are unique. And again, I would love to hear from you. digitaldarren@gmail.com. That's how you can get at me, digitaldarren@gmail.com. You can also follow me at Digital Darren on Twitter, digital Darren, Darren. So a little bit more about the podcast. Podcast format will normally be me and one or two guests, and I'll be hosting most of them. But sometimes some of my friends may be hosting too if I'm out, or a subject I really just don't want to talk about. I may let one of my friends step in and pinch hit for me. But it'll be me and guests, mostly my friends or anybody or listener who wants to be a part of it. We'll talk about various subjects of the day. I would like to do a podcast at least once a week. Again, most like everybody else, I work. I have a 9-to-5, a couple of 9-to-5. So this is actually fun for me. So let's keep it fun. I'm going to keep it fun. I'm going to keep it loose. And I hope you do the same and my guests will do the same. But like I said, at a bare minimum, once a week. Hopefully we can get more as we get more popularity and more free time. But for right now, once a week. And the podcast won't be too long, maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour at the most, no more than an hour, 15 minutes. Just hopefully enough where we can get in, make you laugh, you can laugh at us, hear a couple of interesting thoughts, and, you know, come back with us. All the podcasts will be on digitaldarren.com, and all of them will have a comment section. So if you comment, I will be checking the comments. Me and my staff, which is me and my buddies, we will be checking your comments, and we will, you know, respond. And all we ask is the one rule: be respectful. Disagree, you can curse, just don't call nobody an N-word, or, you know, call them a homo or a fag or whatever. You know, you can cuss them out, you say damn, hell, fuck, all that, I don't care. Just as long as you can keep it respectful, that would be perfect for us. Topics, again, topics will be primarily sports, sports stories, maybe some retro sports stories, maybe just some reminiscing, but it'll be primarily sports again. I'm a huge college football fan, and we're going into football season, so we'll definitely do some things consistently, like we'll preview college football weekend, preview the NFL weekend, come back and recap. So at least we will have a recap for college football and NFL, and a preview for that weekend of college football and NFL action. And we'll do all that too throughout the season. And the sports that have more games, like basketball and baseball, we'll probably hit on some of the big topics and the big games and just storylines. And then as big games come, we definitely will be there, and we will be telling you what we see and how we feel. A lot of our topics will be Atlanta-based, Atlanta-driven from an Atlanta Southern point of view, especially sports. So we'll talk about every team and every player, but we may come back and say how it applies to the Falcons or the Braves or the Hawks or whatever, or Georgia, Georgia Tech. And you will get that spot part from us. Like I say, I'm an Atlanta fan, all Atlanta sports teams. Interestingly, most of my friends are from Atlanta but hate Atlanta teams. That's why it's going to be so fun when you see how they feel about some of these Atlanta teams and players. And how I feel about the Atlanta teams and players, you'll definitely get a chuckle in. And I definitely would like to hear your opinion. And so we'll keep it going with that. Who are some of my influences? Well, one, I like Bill Simmons. I think that he brings a lot of fun and a lot of dried up jokes. And since I'm 5-10 years younger than him, or in that era, 10-15 years younger than him, I think I can relate to some of the things that he uses when he uses those pop culture references. So I find it a lot funny. And plus, I think he has an interesting point of view. And one of the pros about him is that he's very open-minded about some things. I really, really, really like that. One of the cons is that gives too much of a New England perspective. But I guess that's what happens when you're a fan. So if you're not a fan of Atlanta, you'll probably get mad at me for giving too much of an Atlanta perspective. Also, I like to read Pat Ford. I think he's very, very smart, and he's the best college football writer out. I like Mark Schlabau. Ivan Mazzeo is okay, but I definitely like Pat Ford. He's number one in my eyes, and I really read a lot of his articles. Also, Bo Money Jones. He went to CAU like I went to CAU. That doesn't mean anything, but I think we're from the same demographic, and I think he has an opinion a lot like mine, and sometimes I go against what he says, sometimes I agree with him, but I think that, you know, he's very smart in how he analyzes and thinks about certain topics. And also Greg Easterbrook, Tuesday morning quarterback for ESPN. If you haven't checked him out, please do. He's very, 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 very smart. And he gives you a certain perspective that nobody else would give you. And he, writing sports isn't his primary job. It's a side job for him. I think he works at the Brookings Institute. And he works in academia, I think. But he, in his article, he takes on a lot of topics. And he has a lot of candid views. And he talks about things outside of sports in his articles. He may give you a cosmic thought, something about space. And a lot of his funny, or what I find is funny, is that he gives a political commentary about certain things. And one of the things is, well, unemployed people have security guards and use taxpayers' money for security when they are unimportant. I think that's kind of a funny thing. But I'm also influenced by him, too. But the opinions you hear, the opinions of my own. I don't work for ESPN. I don't work for anybody doing this. This is just fun. This is just me and my buddies expressing our opinions and just giving ourselves a medium to where we can hear ourselves express our opinions. I think one of the couple of things we aim to do also, besides express our opinions, is take our show on the road. So you may hear us at some of the Falcons games, at some of the Hawks games, at UGA games, maybe even the Clark Atlanta game. We will definitely be talking and tackling all the latest sports and headlines. And, again, besides sports, we'll talk about current events, music, pop culture. And it'll just be fun. Like, the whole, if I had to have a mantra of this, I would like to say, it's fun and that we're everyday Joes, just like our listeners. And we're not better than you. And, you know, we definitely, definitely, I encourage you. If I had money, I would pay money to people to comment, email us, and join the podcast. But I don't. But, you know, you definitely have the option of coming and joining the podcast. Feel free to. And, again, follow me at Digital Darren on Twitter, D-I-G-I-T-A-L, Darren, D-A-R-O-N. And email me at Digital Darren, same name, D-I-G-I-T-A-L, Darren, D-A-R-O-N, at gmail.com. All right, thank you, and feel free to listen, and we'll have a lot more for you. In the immortal words of 2 Chainz, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.